It's Game Night with Matt Peralta here on SB Nation Radio. Let's continue talking about this very unique and weird story involving the Vegas Golden Knights. Well, for now, I guess, Vegas Golden Knights. Let's go to the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line from SBNation.com. Mary Clark joining us here on the program. Mary, Matt Peralta, how are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight, Matt?
I'm doing great. And I just want to kind of get everyone on the same page in the audience on this, because your article last night was the first one that I had saw that kind of reiterated the fact that this ownership group of the Las Vegas or Vegas NHL team really has bungled this thing with their logo and their team name to an unbelievable level. So when did you come across this, that the U.S. Patent Office had denied the request for the Golden Knights hockey team patent?
I came across it last night going through Twitter. I was working a normal NHL desk shift like I'm supposed to do every Wednesday night, and I stumbled upon somebody had tweeted out that document, that 164-page document that had stated that the Vegas trademark was denied. So I threw it up on the website with a bit of an explanation as to what was up with it, and I went through some of the pages and I looked at some of the legal stuff that it said, and it kind of blew up from there. I was the first to find it, first to report it, so it kind of blew up all night. But yeah, they had denied the government denied their trademark. So,
and this is due to a small school in northern New York, where I don't think anybody knew much about it before last night. I sure didn't. Now we found out that I guess Jimmy Fallon went there for like a second before he left there to go and pursue a career in comedy, and they are now thrust into the spotlight here. They didn't do anything. They just have this name, and they love their name. And here are the Golden Knights, who, according to Bill Foley, the owner, he answered numerous questions at the unveiling of this team name that they didn't talk to anyone about a conflict of interest. And they thought it was going to be the Army parachute team that had the problem. I know, just as the story has unfolded here over the last 24 hours, just how flat-footed was this ownership group at this story?
Yeah, it was really, really strange, because the Knights name in general was kind of under controversy, because there's a team, a junior hockey team called the London Knights, which is a hockey team that has players coming to the NHL from. So that was kind of a big thing, that the London Knights may or may not have like allowed the Vegas Golden Knights to have part of their name, but they got it sorted out. And then there was Clarkson University, is a private university in New York, which shares the same name, but was cleared by Bill Foley, actually. But they didn't realize that a Division II school also had the name. And it was a big oversight on their part. And Vegas just announced their team right before Thanksgiving. It was a whole big thing. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving, they had the commissioner, Gary Bettman, come out. They had a ton of people there. And they announced the whole big name, and the logo actually leaked before the announcement, but we weren't really sure if it was the real one until it actually came up. But the whole thing should have been cleared. Like, they should have gone through the trademark process before announcing the team name. So it kind of looks bad for the NHL that they announced this name 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden they don't get the trademark.
It's truly a remarkable story, Mary. I've covered it from the get-go. This team was awarded here to Vegas on June 22nd, and they waited 5 months before they finally had that unveiling ceremony. At that ceremony, they couldn't even get the actual video demonstration
yeah.
right in Las Vegas, which is the entertainment capital of the world, and they could not play it on the side of a brand-new building. So I have been totally shocked by the ineptitude of this from the get-go, and your story just kind of solidified and just reiterated what I've been saying for a while now, is that I don't know if these people know what they're doing right now, and this is a clear-cut sign that they don't do their homework, and they just go ahead and do whatever they want, and now they're stuck, because the owner texted a reporter here in Las Vegas last night, and she put it out on Twitter that it was negative. She asked the question, has the patent office denied your request? And he tweeted to her, or texted her, negative in her tweet. And then we find out later that night that there was a full statement. I think you're the one that actually gave it to me. The full statement from the team to Sports Illustrated saying that they're going to fight this and do their due diligence. So what is it? Are they fighting it? Are they accepting it? I mean, where are we with that in your mind?
Yeah, they're going to fight it. They came out today, the league came out today and said that they were going to fight it. Last night was weird because that reporter from Vegas got the text message that said negative from the owner, but then Sports Illustrated got that got a statement from the Vegas side of it and said the exact same thing the NHL said today, that they're going to fight it on the precedence of that teams' names coexist, like they put up the UCLA Bruins and the Boston Bruins. They put up the University of Miami Hurricanes, the Carolina Hurricanes. So they're gonna fight it based on the precedent set that team names coexist in the sports world. And they're going to win. I don't see the name changing. It's not going to change because it can either go two ways. That they're going to win their case that the team names are allowed to coexist with each other, or the NHL is going to pay the Golden Knights of St. Rose money,
a lot of money
to use the name. So there's no way at this point that the NHL will change the name. They're going to have to win their case, which they most likely will, or they're going to have to pay money at this point.
Mary Clark, SB Nation, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. What's so ridiculous is this, as complicit, I guess as embarrassing it is for Bill Foley, the NHL is equally complicit in this, right? I mean, how did the NHL not advise the ownership group as to how to go about the naming and logo process?
Yeah, it's very strange because the last time the NHL expanded, it was in 2000. So it's not like this is new. I mean, it's been 16 years. It's not like this is a new process. This whole thing, and what you said about the unveiling of the whole thing, they couldn't get the video to work. They couldn't get the trademark thing. It's all just been like a comedy of errors almost for the NHL and Vegas, which is, on one hand, it's very typical of the NHL because they've done a lot of things over the past year. There was the stuff with John Scott, which you may remember.
Yep.
The player voted into the All-Star game who was quote-unquote a goon, and he was first allowed to go, and then he got traded, and then he wasn't allowed to go, but the NHL eventually said he could. It was a whole big story last year. So they had that, they bungled that whole thing, and then this year they're starting to bungle the Vegas stuff. So on one hand, it's like very typical NHL, but on the other, it's very bad for the league because the NHL is not... It's one of the four major sports, but it's probably the fourth of the four major sports.
Yes.
They want to build and they want to grow, but every time they misstep like this, it hurts them. So it's on one hand, it's like very typical NHL, but on the other, you're like, stop messing up. It's like amateur hour almost out there.
Well, I mean, that headline, that word you just said, amateur, that is the headline in a local paper tonight. I think it's going to be in the paper tomorrow, but it's online right now, where this whole entire thing shows that Bill Foley's an ownership group. It is amateur hour right now with this.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're trying to convince a market where you cannot play hockey here outside, you're trying to convince people, mm-hmm. there's like, I said before, there are 5 sheets of ice right now in the city of Las Vegas. That this is not a mm-hmm. town that has a readily available way of kids going out there and playing the sport, getting mom and dad to want to be a part of a community, to go and buy tickets to support a team. I know they've already sold their season tickets for next year. That's how they got the team, was the local support. But this does not breed confidence that the ownership group can hire a head coach, that they can hire the right people to run this whole entire organization. And I mean, how do you feel about the prospects of this market being successful? We've already seen other markets really struggle when it comes to warm weather climates.
I'm a believer that hockey can work out in markets that it shouldn't, and I believe that it's going to eventually work in Vegas. It may not seem like it right now, but I think that they're going to be able to pull a team together and they're going to be able to make it work.
I hope you're right. As someone who lives here, I hope you're right. I really do hope it works. Mary, thank you for the time, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's nice to be on tonight.
That's Mary Clark. Follow her on Twitter, at Mary C. Clark, with an E on the end on Twitter, on the Progressive Insurance Liberty Guest Line. Game Night with Matt Perrell. More to come here, live in Vegas.